The actual ward is called Pembroke South Dock, and the ward, it runs, it covers the inner city part of Dublin on the south side, goes through Irishtown, Sandymount, Ballsbridge, Donnybrook, and parts of Milltown back into town that way. So it's a new constituency boundary, actually.
Have you been knocking on doors already?
Yeah, I've been out knocking on doors. What I want to really be is a local community representative. So one of the things that I've been doing for the last couple of months is just starting to knock on doors, to meet people, to get to know people, to find out what the issues are. Because I really feel like if I don't know people, I'm not going to know what the issues are. I do live and I work in the area, so I've got a little bit of an idea. But that's where I've started, is knocking on doors and meeting people.
You're an occupational therapist, isn't that right?
That's right. I work as an occupational therapist. I work in the Pier Street primary care team and also the Irish Town primary care team. And I work mainly with older people in that capacity. And I think my work as an occupational therapist is really given me an insight into a lot of the issues that I guess people that are often marginalised or vulnerable are having on a day-to-day basis in Ireland at the moment. And I feel that that insight has given me the momentum in order to put myself forward to run for the elections. I think things that have happened in the last couple of budgets, such as all the cuts, for example, to the housing grants for housing extensions, cuts to the mobility grant, and also most recently in the budget, the telephone allowance. They're all things that have really been a lifeline to a lot of vulnerable people living in communities. And I really want to, I guess, be an advocate for those people and try and speak out and do something about getting those cuts reversed.
What motivated you to get into politics? Is it that you saw so much austerity, people were suffering? Is that what?
Absolutely. I think it's very obvious the suffering that people are having at the moment due to the economic downturn. And I think that there are things that perhaps we can do in order to make life better for people and life happier for people. And those don't have to be big solutions. They can be simple solutions at local level. And even just getting around and meeting people at the moment, I'm seeing that there are a lot of really positive community initiatives that are happening. Things like school breakfast clubs that are trying to give students, you know, breakfast in the morning so that they can then be attentive for the day during school. Like, that's a really positive initiative that community activists have got involved in. And I think there's lots of other charity events and community events of people helping out. There's an initiative at the moment called the 1% Difference, which is just asking people to either give 1% of their time, 1% of their money to a charity of their choice. And I think that if people just have kind of this sense of being an active citizen, of being a positive citizen, that we can change the situation. And I think that's what I'm really trying to bring to the campaign, is helping people get involved and get in order to be able to change the circumstances around them at that sort of local level.
I was coming across the Connell Bridge there the other night. I was coming into work and I spotted a homeless person. Homelessness is a real issue for Dublin, and as you might maybe aware, as you'll know, we interviewed Father Peter McVerry just the other day, and he's going to be awarded the Freedom of Dublin for all his work. And Father McVerry, he's very, very anxious that homelessness would become a thing of the past. What would you say to that?
Absolutely. It was fantastic to see Father Peter McVerry get the Freedom of Dublin Award. This is certainly something that I have seen. I've been working with people who are homeless or have been recently rehoused. It's certainly something, social housing is a huge issue that I think the council needs to address. Doesn't seem to be enough housing to get people rehoused at the moment. People are waiting long periods of time to get housed into appropriate housing. I met a family the other day where they're living with two children, living in a one-bedroom house, two sons. You know, it's not appropriate that people are living in these kind of circumstances, and we really need to ensure that there is appropriate and adequate housing for people, and people are waiting long periods of time, and then if people have a disability, then it's even more difficult for people to find appropriate housing. So we really need to address the social housing issue. And I think that's something that the council can do in terms of investing money into that particular issue. I think also the issue of homelessness obviously goes with unemployment. And I think youth unemployment is a really important issue that needs to be addressed at the moment. One of the things that I'd like to do is to really try and, you know, increase the profile of different businesses, different organisations, restaurants, tourist initiatives in the Pembroke South Dock area, and really trying to promote those in order to try and promote investment, getting people to come into the area, and hopefully that will increase the number of jobs in the area as well.
Anne-Marie, can I ask you, just to come back to so people can understand who Anne-Marie Quinn is, if you don't mind me picking on the accent a little, where are you from?
Well, yes, I'm not from Ireland originally. I'm from Australia. I've been living in Ireland for the last 8 years. I come from a little country town in Australia called Gerogery. It's on the border of New South Wales and Victoria. It's just north of Melbourne. But I've been living in Ireland for 8 years now, and I have Irish ancestry. And I'd like to make it clear that my ancestors went freely to Australia. They didn't have to go on any boat anywhere. So I'm really proud of that. And I came to Ireland to do some further study, and I really wanted to come back to the country, I guess, of my ancestors. And I had a few friends that were living here, so I thought it would be a great opportunity to do something different. I know everyone seems to do it in the reverse direction, but I wanted to come to Ireland and see what it was all about. Now, I love it so much. I've stayed. Certainly, this is my home. Every day, I think pretty much every day, someone asks me the question, why are you here? Like, why would you come to a country where the weather's like it is? But I love Ireland. I think it's a beautiful country. I really love Dublin. I think there's so much going on in Dublin. There's so much happening. It's a great city, and I'm really proud to be living here and to now be looking at entering the political sphere.
That's a really big compliment to Irish people, that not only did you want to come against the flow, if you like, of where people are leaving or are going to Australia, and you came to Ireland, you came to study, you fell in love with the place so much that you want to get involved in politics at this time of Ireland's economic crisis. It's amazing, really.
Well, look, I think this is a great time to get involved in politics. I think people are looking for a new direction in politics. People want to know the people that are representing them. They want their views to be represented. And that's what I want to do. I want to be a local community representative. I live and I work in the area. I live in Sandonmount, so I really want to, I guess, get to know people, get to know what the issues are, and to represent people at that level.